Hello.
Hello. You're listening to Empty Orchestra here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and today is our 80th episode.
Yay. Sorry, I'm a little tired.
Understandable. Did you do something crazy last night?
Yeah, I was out pretty late last night. As always.
Yesterday, nothing. Yesterday, I accidentally walked 10 miles. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Angelica.
And we are joined today by our station founder. It's the first time here. We've had 80 episodes.
Hello. Really? This is the... Hello. Mic 4. Hello.
Hi.
You're on.
Oh, wait. This mic at guest phones? I'm going to turn up the guest phones.
Okay,
now I can hear myself. Thank you. Yes, 80 episodes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just celebrated your
100th. 100th. I'm a septuagenarian. You're only an octogenarian.
I don't know what that means.
An octogenarian is somebody who's 80 or more.
Mm.
And a septuagenarian is 70. I'm a centenarian.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yikes.
I'm an old, old, old man.
Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Ready to do some 80s karaoke. to celebrate our 80th episode, we have 80 karaoke songs, or 80s karaoke songs. We have 108 songs on the challenge, which you can find on emptyorchestraradio.com/blog. And yeah, we do call-in karaoke. All you have to do is pick a song, call us, and and you sing.
The number's not up, but I think I memorized it.
Yeah.
718-928-9732.
Or
928-9-RFB. Ooh.
Just in case you're one of those people that
can remember
weird combinations better than just straight numbers. And thank you for bringing beer, by the way.
Of course.
I hope you do this for all your guests every week.
Because
it's pretty much essential for any kind of karaoke,
yeah,
I think.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do every week, pretty much, yeah.
Even when it's just us.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
This year, now we have this. Yeah, it's kind of 80s color scheme, pink Montauk beer. Yeah.
It's very. Wait, was that TV show?
Miami Vice.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Very Miami Vice.
Setting the tone.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Sing?
Well, we talk? Usually talk about, like, if we did karaoke over the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you guys
know.
No,
it's fine. I didn't. Oh, we did on Friday.
We did on Friday.
I was like, I didn't do anything. Oh, wait.
So it was really funny. Last week we had Mark from Sid Gold's and a RFB host, Shane, reached out to us who was listening to the archives and asked us if we wanted to go to Sid Gold's and do karaoke with him. So like, yeah, sure. Let's go. We go. And there was another Radio Free Brooklyn host there as well.
No.
Yes.
Ramel.
Well, that would have been my guess, actually. Yeah.
And it was just like, she was just there.
She was just, right. She's like a karaoke troll.
Oh. She's amazing.
She's great.
Yeah.
Karaoke troll, I mean, in the nicest possible way. Yeah.
That was really fun because we got to see Ramel sing again.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Is she a good singer? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, okay. She is.
She did Be My Baby.
Oh, yeah, the Runnet.
And she did, is it Simple Minds who did? No, who did Tempted? Squeeze.
Squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
She did Squeeze, Tempted. Yep. She was great.
A-plus choices.
Yeah.
I love the FMU shirt you're wearing. The audience can't see it, but
it's really cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I like it.
I was going to say, is it a new design? Because I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I pledged for their last one.
This is how they get you. We have to start doing that because they have to get the coolest design t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, I have to get that t-shirt. It's $50, but to pledge.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. That's what happened with my last FMU t-shirt also.
I'll design some shirts if you guys want. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you a shirt designer?
I can make things.
Okay.
I've done illustration. How about that?
Okay. All right. Great. Oh, yeah. You did your logo for Reciprocity Radio,
which
is great.
And this one.
And Empty Orchestra, too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, why? This hidden talent you've been keeping, like, your light under a book. Is that a correct?
Light under.
Is that a?
I don't know.
You've been hiding your. I'm just going to say it's the right expression. You've been hiding your light under a bushel for like 2 years now.
I thought you guys knew I did the other one. That's all right.
No, I did not know that. I love it, though. Thank you. It's great.
Thank you. Well, we can try and make some new things. Yeah. I have some ideas, actually. But anyway, cool.
So, yeah. Do you do karaoke often, Tom?
No, not very often. And when I do, there's really only one song that I do, and it's not from the 80s. So
this
is all new territory for me. It's Thunder Road.
Nice.
Bruce Springsteen. It's just in my key. It's like easy, you know, like a lot of stuff, especially from the 80s. I have to like try to get up into a little bit of a higher register. Yeah. The keys were higher in the 80s than they were in the 70s. Yeah.
It's tricky.
Why?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know why.
A departure from actual songwriting.
I mean, listen to this right now. Yeah. I mean, you know, I couldn't do this.
Huh. Yeah. There's at least four Bruce Springsteen songs on the challenge, so you're in good hands.
Wait, so is the challenge like it's a game, right? Like
No, the challenge
can't be.
It could be a game.
Yeah. Okay.
The challenge is a call-in challenge. So people
who
are listening,
listeners, like they don't usually do. Okay, got it. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a special thing for today.
No.
Okay.
The challenge is always try to call in and sing over the phone.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right.
Which scares a lot of people, actually.
It's scary to do it in person, never mind over the phone. That's true.
We've had Alon, also another host of Radio Free Brooklyn, do it while he's like walking.
Like in the park.
In the park walking.
Really?
And yeah.
He killed it.
And he does it through Bluetooth, so he's like... I don't understand it.
That's amazing. I mean, he has to have the phone to his head. Oh no, because he has a headset or something.
He has a headset.
Oh, okay, got it.
He has a headset and just sings.
Nice. I want him to do that today, Alon. If you're listening, I expect a Bluetooth performance from you today, preferably in Washington Square Park. So get down there.
I'm sure he'll get some dollars thrown at.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
at Washington Square.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a short set.
Mm-hmm.
We could go into the set. We could figure out what we want to do when we come back.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back.
All right. You just heard Paula Abdul, Straight Up. Probably one of my favorite karaoke songs to do. One of, when I first started doing karaoke, that was always my go-to song.
Nice.
Before that, The Cars with You Might Think. And then we started off that set with Madonna, Cherish. You're listening to Empty Orchestra here on Radio Free Brooklyn. The only live karaoke radio show ever.
Is that true?
We hope so.
We okay. think so.
Anyway.
So yeah, we're celebrating our 80th episode. And so we're playing all 80s music today.
Yeah.
And have the most intense karaoke challenge that we have. If you go to emptyorchestraradio.com/blog, we mm-hmm. have 108.
Yeah, something like that.
108 songs.
Uh-huh.
All you have songs. To do is pick one. Call us.
Mm-hmm. 718-928-9732.
Or 928-9RFB.
Nice.
And
you code just, 718.
Yeah. And then you just sing over the phone. Really
That's
easy.
It.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, we're going to do some live karaoke here in the studio with yes. Tom.
My heart is in my throat.
So what are you going to do?
So I'm going to do London Calling, and for purists who go like, that record came out in 1979. Actually, the UK version came out in December 1979, the United States version came out in January 1980. And my friend Michael Bernard was my first friend who got it, and I remember going over to his house. You have to picture me like a 14-year-old boy, like sitting on the edge of his bed, and we're both just listening to sitting there going like, this is the greatest record that has ever been made. And this is the first track on it. And I was saying earlier, everyone else was listening to music, that of all the iconic records that came out in the 80s, I think this is probably the first, because it was January 1980, and it really influenced. It shaped a lot of music that came after it. Yeah. So I'm gonna try to do it, and with the disclaimer that there might be a false start or two.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine. It's acceptable in karaoke.
I've never even tried doing this song before,
right.
So it could be completely a complete failure.
No, it's gonna be great.
All right, I'm gonna start this.
Okay, can you turn the computer
yeah,
this way
I
so
will.
I can see the lyrics? I mean, I pretty much know where they are, but okay. Sunfly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn it up a little? London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. A phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the ring of the tragic thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is growing thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning and I live by the river. The calling to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no highs, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. Nuclear era, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning and I live by the river. Oh! Ow, 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 ow! Ow, 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 ow! The icy is just coming. The sun's zooming in. The engines stop running. The wheat is growing thin. A nuclear era. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning and I live by the river. Like a dog. Look at this! London calling, yes, I was there too. And you know what they said? Well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. Felt so much I never felt so much alike.
Woo! Ow! Oh! All right.
That was fun. It was terrible, but
No, it was great.
That was terrible.
That was great.
No, that was amazing.
Tom's first live karaoke here on Empty Orchestra.
Woo!
Woo! Celebrating the Clash.
Very topical.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I know. Well, that's the thing, too, is that, like, a lot of Clash stuff has real, like, and a lot of the songs that I put, that I asked Amanda if she could try to find,
mm-hmm.
are very, like, they're very political now, and they're re-political again,
yes.
You know? Yeah.
Do you want to sing, Amanda?
I guess. I can't decide what I want to do. I'm looking at this list, and I love so many of these songs so much. It's hard. How about, what do you guys think?
About what?
What to do? What should I do?
Which song?
Which song?
Yeah, I don't know. All of them.
You want us to choose for you?
Yeah. I don't know. Or artists. How about an artist? I don't know. I'm sorry. I was thinking Madonna earlier, but I feel like that's
I'm surprised you guys didn't put any Bowie, 80s Bowie on
the list. There is a Bowie.
Oh, there is?
Let's Dance.
Which I might take.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
I was going to do more Bowie. I just figured we play a lot of him on the show. I don't want to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of him has been played over the last year or
that's
two.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the Let's Dance record. It's great.
Yeah.
I could have done China Girl. Damn it. Oh, well. Anyway, but yeah, do you want to go first or should I pick something or do you have an idea for me?
I could go first.
Okay. I would have done Cherish if there was a Cherish. Aww. There was not a Cherish. And I feel like trying to do I'm on Fire or Tougher Than the Rest it might just be flying a little too close to the sun for me in my vocal range.
Did you put REO Speedwagon on the list?
No, oh. I can we can also add anything.
Keep On Loving You is a great 80s song.
Yes. I'll add that to the list. That's a banger.
Sorry, I can't find it because there's so many. But I think I just looked it up for Bowie.
Great.
Should I just do this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues to the song they're playing on the radio. While color lights up your face, sway through the crowd of an empty space. And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you said hi, we'd hide. Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower. full fear your grace should fall. Full fear tonight is all. You could look into my eyes. Under the moonlight, the serious moonlight. And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you said hide, we'll hide. Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Under the moonlight, the serious moonlight. Let's sway. Let's sway. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.
All right, and then another extra 20 seconds of this.
Dance, dance. Ow!
Woo!
All right.
Thank you.
Live karaoke on the radio here on an Empty Orchestra.
Hmm? Are you going to go now?
I guess.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I wrote some things down.
Not some things, you got to pick.
I was thinking about Men at Work Overkill because I really like that song, and I've never done it, but I was also thinking about The Cure's Just Like Heaven. So, or Love Cats.
Oh, Love Cats.
Love Cats. Okay, yeah. We'll do Love Cats.
Yeah. Is there any more beer?
Yes.
Do you mind if I have one? No. Is there enough?
Yes, you can have as many beers as you want. There's plenty.
I don't want to be a bad guest.
You're not. It's for you. It's for you. It's for everyone.
It's for everyone. All right, you ready?
You think so, yeah. We'll see. It's been a bit. I've not. I do love the song, though. And it's my cat's birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh.
Django. He's the black cat. He's really cute. I feel like also, like, he walks like this beat.
Yeah, he does.
He kind of walks like a raccoon. He's very cute. Mm-hmm. That bass. I'm like, dude. Oh, this way? We move like caged tigers. Oh, it couldn't get closer than this. The way we talk, the way we walk, the way we stalk, the way we kiss. We slip through streets while everyone sleeps, getting bigger and sleeker and wider and brighter. We bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go on the throw all the songs we know into the sea, you and me, all the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We miss you, hissed the love cats. Me missed you. Thank you. We're so wonderfully, 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 wonderfully pretty. You know that I'd do anything for you. We should have each other to tea. We should have each other with cream. Then curl up by the fire and sleep for a while. It's the grooviest thing, it's the perfect dream. Into the sea, you and me, all the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We missed you, hiss the love cats. We missed you, hiss the Luckettes. We missed you, hissed the Luckettes. We missed you, hissed the Luckettes. We're so wonderfully pretty. Oh, you know that I'd do anything for you. We should have each other to tea. Oh, we should have each other with cream. Then curl up in the fire and sleep for a while. Oh, it's the easiest thing, it's the perfect dream. Hand in hand is the only way to land on, always the right way round. Not broken in pieces like little hated Mises. How could we miss someone as dumb as this? Missed you, his, the love cats. Oh, I don't know. I love you, let's go. Oh, nice. Oh, solid gun. How can we miss someone as dumb as this? I forgot that part. Love cats.
Oh.
Love cats. Oh.
Meow. Thank you, backup vocalist.
That was perfect. Happy birthday to my cat. I kind of have a funny story. After Friday karaoke, I stayed out with our friend Dimitri, and we walked all the way down to this piano bar, and we ended up getting a bottle of wine, splitting it, hanging out there, and the guy at the end of the night pointed at me and was like, are you a singer? And I was like, nah, I've done it. What do you want me to do? And Dimitri was like, sing Aristocats the whole time. Everybody wants to be a cat. That's the end of the story.
There used to be a great, like, on St. Mark's Place, there used to be a karaoke bar called Joppa's.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
Except it didn't have a stage. It was like the mic got passed around the bar.
Nice.
And it was just, and you just like sat at the bar and doing your song. And it was really like, it was a lot of old, like, Japanese men.
Cool.
And it wasn't like a, like, sort of like young, hip, like everyone coming to do karaoke. It was people to, like, going to, like, be sad and drink whiskey and like sing songs.
My kind
and
of place.
And I really wish it was still there because it was the best place in the world.
Man, that's what we need to open.
Yeah.
You can only come here if you're sad.
If you're sad and old and Japanese.
Or at least one of those two things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like on Friday when we went out to Sidgold, mm-hmm. I kind of just wanted to do sad songs.
Yeah.
I had this in mind, and I go in there, and there's just, like, a huge party, and I was like, great.
Oh, man.
Like, I'll do one sad song, and then maybe one rager.
They should have a sad song night. Like,
yeah, I just want to do sad songs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A sad song karaoke bar?
Yeah.
Would be amazing.
Let's found it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Let's do it. Whatever. That's amazing.
I would be so down for that.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I feel like that's really therapeutic, like, because you get to go and get your feelings out.
Oh, my God. The sad bar. Just an all-around sad bar.
I love it. No, yeah.
Let's do it.
You know?
This is an idea that,
The bouncer would ask you what you're sad about before he let you
in. You're not allowed in unless you have no laughing.
Yeah.
One of our former guests, Richard, has this idea of a bar called the Weeping Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And you could only order two drinks. Guinness, and I think it was vermouth as a joke.
Right.
And you were not allowed to talk.
Wow.
And there was a room that there was like just like individual like cubbies.
Yeah.
But it was a mirror. So you had to stare at yourself as you were drinking.
Oh my God.
That's great. I love it. It's like that ramen place with the little booths,
except for
you have to drink. Yeah.
And then you actually don't talk to your bartender. You just like slip in a note. It's exactly like you slip in a note of like what you want. Either you check off either Guinness or you want vermouth and you just slip it in.
That's amazing.
And no talking.
Oh my God.
Kind of sounds
See,
perfect.
Concept like bars like that would be, I love that shit.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Wow. All right. Well, we need to do this.
That took a huge turn.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
And the sad bar, it should be also like you have to come in alone. You can't come in with friends.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
Nice.
You
have to come in alone, yeah.
Wow. Would you think, like, what would happen with, like, the regulars crew? Do you think people could fall in love at Sad Bar?
Then they have to find another bar.
Yeah, they would have to find another. Yeah, like, yeah.
They're like, I really like you and I'm really into this, but you can't talk. I can't lose my Sad Bar.
You can't talk, so it's probably like a wink.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
There's no happy hour at Sad Bar.
There's no happy hour.
I'm sorry.
Sad hour.
Oh, my goodness. I really want to do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Should we keep singing? What do you guys
want to do? Can I try another one?
Yeah, of course.
And with like, the operative word being try, because I don't know if I will be successful at this, because it might be out of my range, but maybe I can start.
It's fine.
Naive Melody, the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
I love that
song. Best song.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually, it's a really funny version of it too, so it might be even better.
It's a funny version of it?
You'll hear.
Oh boy.
I love it.
I don't know if I want surprises right now.
It's great. It's great. It's great. It's one of my favorites too.
Okay.
Whoa.
I like this.
I love it. It's great.
Oh, no, okay. Home is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me round. I feel numb, born with a weak heart. I guess I must be having fun. Less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing. I got plenty of time. You got light in your eyes.
This is very difficult.
And you're staying beside me. I love the passing of time. Never for money, always for love. Cover up and say goodnight. I lost it.
It's okay, you
say
got it.
Say goodnight.
You got it. Do, 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 do. He's got a weird range.
It's really hard. And if this isn't like a one octave lower, I could do a lot better.
It sounds great.
Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home, she lifted up her wings. I guess that this must be the place. I can't tell one from another. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asks, this is where I'll be. Where I am. We drift in and out. I am singing to my mouth. Out of all those kinds of people.
Thank you.
You got a face with a view. I'm just an animal looking for a home and share the same space For a minute or two, and falls on her neck.
Love me till my heart stops. Love me till I'm dead.
Eyes that light up, eyes look through you. Cover up the blank spots. Hit me on the head and I'll go.
So hard.
It's like my jaw hurts because I'm trying to like strain it out.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's great.
It was great. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Well, we have 10 minutes.
All right.
Or 9 minutes, actually.
Oh. You want to sing?
Do you want to sing?
If you do, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know what to do.
It's hard. There's so many.
There's way too many.
Sorry. I got carried away.
You definitely got carried away.
Well, it's our 80th episode. We wanted to do it right.
Do it right. So I actually looked up what were the like top songs on my birthday.
Nice.
I think there was some Wham song that I don't know.
Hmm.
And then it was...
You were born in the 80s?
85.
Okay.
And then it was... Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Nice.
But I've already done that, so I feel like that's not fair. I've done that here.
Mine was Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love, which I was like, that's like foreboding for me. Taurus.
Oh, do you want to do...
Mine was like, Get Off My Cloud.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Do you want to do Space Age love song?
Yeah. That's a good one. It's long, but it's good.
It's not that long.
It's one of my favorite
songs. There's not much singing going on.
I gotta learn to play this now.
Sorry. Yay!
We did it! That was great. Again!
Again! One more time!
Encore!
Approximately 1 minute.
Uh-huh. It's got a very U2 Streets Have No Name vibe.
Totally.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The same like guitar technique.
Wait, who's doing the, because there's like two, like, who's doing that?
Whatever you want. Your eyes.
Your eyes.
And you made, that's it. And you made me smile.
Made me smile. Ooh.
For a little while. Falling in love.
Nice.
Saw your eyes. And you touched my mind. Although it took a while. I was falling in love.
No.
I'm like doing a weird thing with the guitar.
I was falling in love.
Saw your eyes.
And you made me cry. And for a little while, I was falling in love.
Who is this mystery third
vocal?
I was falling in love, falling in love, falling in love, falling in love, falling in love.
Happy for both of us.
Yay! Woo for the third vocalist that came in out of nowhere.
That was me.
Three-part harmonies. Nice.
This has been our 80th episode. It's so exciting. We've made it so far.
Well, we have a few minutes left, so we probably should sign out. Okay. But thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. This is tremendous. Yay. It was just what I needed on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Beer.
Beer and
friends and karaoke and lots of fun. And thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Thanks for being here finally. Yeah. We loved having you.
Yes. And you have a radio show too.
Yes.
I do. Frequency Theory on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. We just celebrated 100 episodes. Oh my goodness.
100 years. You've heard that first year.
We're the oldest internet radio show in the world.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to MFB Orchestra here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned for Talk Shit.
All right.
Yeah. Have a good Sunday. We'll be right back.